സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. Chapter 14, verse 20. ഗുണാനേതാനതീത്യത്രീന ദേഹി ദേഹ സമുദ്ഭവാന ജന്മ മൃത്യു ജരാ ദുഃഖൈഃ വിമുക്തോ മൃതമശ്നുതേ. ഇൻ ദിസ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ലോർഡ് കൃഷ്ണ കൺക്ലൂഡഡ് ദ ഫോർ ടോപ്പിക്സ്, ദ നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് ത്രിഗുണാസ്, ആൻഡ് ബൈ ഹാവിംഗ് ഹുച്ച് ഗുണ വൺ ട്രാവൽസ് ആഫ്റ്റർ ഡെത്ത്, ദറ്റ് ഈസ് ഗതിപ്രകാര ഗുണലക്ഷണാണി ആൻഡ് ഗുണലിംഗാണി. ഹൗ ടു റിക്കഗ്നൈസ് ഹുച്ച് ഗുണ വി ആർ പ്രിഡോമിനൻ്റ്, ഗുണലിംഗാണി ആൻഡ് ഗുണഫലം, ദ റിസൾട്ട്സ് ഓഫ് ഈച്ച് ഗുണ. ഇഫ് ഐ ഹാവ് ദിസ് ഗുണ, വാട്ട് ഫലം ഐ ഗെറ്റ്? സോ ഗുണഫലം ആൽസോ. ദീസ് ആർ ദ ഫോർ ടോപ്പിക്സ് ലോർഡ് കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് completed. Now he has to enter the main topic. Once we know that the characteristics of these gunas, the nature of the gunas, and they are part of my own personality, I cannot remove them. It is not possible. That means our behavior, our thinking pattern, our activities are also governed by our gunas. You cannot avoid them. Then how to transcend these gunas? Because these gunas are giving sukha dukkha. By sattva guna sukha we are getting, sometimes by rajo guna tamo guna we are getting dukkha also. Even by sattva guna also, sometimes dukkha when it is not available. Therefore, they are fluctuating. They are the cause of bondage. Sukha sangena badhnati sattva guna. Dukkha sangena, karma sangena badhnati rajo guna. Moha sangena badhnati tamo guna. All the three gunas are binding me. So, I cannot have only sattva guna. That also is the cause of dukkha. So what to do with these gunas? How to handle them? I cannot go out of these gunas. They are all fluctuating. They are causing sukha dukkha all the time. Then what way I can get peace of mind? Then Lord Krishna says there is only one method. You have to develop objectivity. Objectivity means look at them as an object of experience. They belong to the body-mind complex. Which body-mind complex is an object of experience to you? All the three gunas belong to body-mind complex anatma matter. Sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. Because of these three gunas only, body-mind complex has come into existence. So they are made out of that three gunas only. Since I am experiencing the body-mind complex which is made out of three gunas, these three gunas are nothing but body-mind complex. Then body-mind complex I am experiencing as an object, therefore I am the subject, the experiencer. I, the subject, am the experiencer. The body mind is experienced object. I look at an object as an object, and its gunas are also belong to only object body mind complex. It is called objectivity. Looking at the body mind as an object and its gunas as an object, that thinking is called objectivity. I develop that objectivity. I am the subject, they belong to the object. Objectivity is very important here. That's what Krishna says here. Transcending gunas means objectivity towards body mind complex. Not over. Objectivity towards body mind means objectivity towards ahankara. Because body mind complex put together, chidabhasa put together, ahankara. So objectivity towards objectivity in Sanskrit, sakshi, sakshitvam. I am a sakshi, the witnesser. I am the witnesser of body mind complex. That is called objectivity at ahankara level. Then next step, objectivity towards family also, mamakara level. Objectivity towards ahankara, body mind complex. Objectivity towards mamakara, body mind complex connected family. That is called mamakara. Sometimes I am comfortable, but my son is not well, therefore I am uncomfortable. So through mamakara, I am disturbed. Either one person or other in the family who are related to me, when they are disturbed, when child is suffering with high temperature, mother feels the temperature. Even though her body is cool physically, but she feels the temperature as though she is suffering that fever. Why? Because of mamakara. Because of family relation. So objectify that also. Keep that into your objectivity field. So body mind complex at ahankara level and family members at mamakara level, both come under as a sakshyam or drishyam. That is called transcending. You cannot push away them physically. You can neither push your body, can push your mind physically. You cannot push your family members also. The more you push, they come closer to you. So Shastra never say physically push them or you have to go away from them. No. Mentally, emotionally, intellectually, you have to transcend. They are belong to anatma. That is the intelligent way of keeping away anatma as anatma. I am atma, not touched by them. This is called transcending. Etan gunan atitya. That atitya is called transcending. How you transcend? Just like that you cannot transcend. You require tremendous shravanam for a length of time and analyzing that, assimilating, masticating the entire teaching, then you can do that objectivity. That objectivity is very important. So, I am gunebhyaha anyaha. This body is not different from gunas. This karta, the ahankara, body mind complex is never free from three gunas. I, the atma, am ever free from three gunas. We will never come across guna, atita, aham, atma, and guna, sahita, body mind complex, ahankara can never come across. Even though they are very closely associated, One is Vyavaharika Satyam. Body mind complex associated with the three gunas is Vyavaharika Satyam. I the Atma am the Paramarthika Satyam. Vyavaharika Satyam relative reality and Paramarthika Satyam absolute reality cannot come together, cannot be associated, just like that dream and waking, they cannot, because orders of reality, both are different. Similarly, I the Atma is ever untouched by the body mind complex, its defects. In spite of that association, in spite of I am in that association as though I am untouched. How to understand that? Just as the waker is untouched by the dreamer, waker's body is not burnt or wet by the dream water, dream fire, even though he experienced that fire and water in the dream, that water and dream or rain or fire cannot touch the waker's body. Why they are not touching the waker's body? They are less real than waker. In spite of experience. In spite of experience, this waker is untouched by the dream, dreamer's fire, dreamer's water, and the dream time what he experienced. Because he is less real, this waker is more real. Similarly, the waker is less real than the consciousness, I the consciousness, Atma Chaitanyam, the observer, the experiencer, the witnesser is more real than the experienced body mind. So waker is less real. Like that you have to understand. So what vyavahara you are doing as father, mother, mother-in-law, father-in-law, or any relation for that matter, all the relations in the word itself, you see, relations belong to relative order of reality. Why they are called relations? Since they belong to relative order of reality, they are called relations. Therefore, I the Atma am higher order of reality, absolute reality. This relative reality is not having capacity to afflict me, to touch me. This is called transcending gunas. This is called transcending anatma. This is called transcending samsara. This is called transcending janana marana samsara chakra. Now jananam belongs to relative order of reality body. Maranam also belongs to relative order of reality body. Vyadhi, disease also belong to relative order of reality body. Vyadhi, jara, old age also belongs to relative order of reality body. Therefore, Vyadhi, Jara, Marana, these three put together samsara, Janana, Marana, Samsara, Chakram belongs to lower order of reality, that is relative order of reality, that is Anatma. Can they afflict me, the Atma, who is free from old age, who is free from birth, who is free from disease? Therefore, objectively see the old age, see that disease also objectively, see that death also objectively. I am the subject who is free from birth, death, disease, old age. That is why you observe your old age. You observe your old age, you observe your disease. The observer is always different from the observed. Disease, old age, death and birth. Therefore, etan gunan atitya. 20th sloka, first line. Dehi, దేహి మీన్స్ ఐది ద్రష్ట ఆత్మ చైతన్యం ద విట్నెస్సర్ సాక్షి చైతన్యం దేహి ది వైజ్ పర్సన్ అని అర్థం. ఆల్ గీతా స్టూడెంట్స్ దేహి మీన్స్ వైజ్ పర్సన్ జ్ఞాని దేహి యహ గుణేభ్యః పరం వేత్తి హి సెడ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ క్లాస్ దట్ యు హావ్ టు సప్లై హియర్ ఆల్సో. దేహి గుణేభ్యః పరం వేత్తి వెన్ హీ రికగ్నైజ్ ఐ యామ్ పరం మీన్స్ వాట్ ఐ ట్రాన్సెండ్ ఐ యామ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఐ యామ్ బియాండ్ త్రీ గుణాస్ గుణేభ్యః ఫ్రమ్ దీస్ త్రీ గుణాస్ వేత్తి రికగ్నైజ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక గుణేభ్యః పరం వేత్తి ఏతాన్ త్రీన్ గుణాన్ అతీత్య దేహ సముద్భవాన్ ఏతాన్ త్రీన్ గుణాన్ అతీత్య హోల్ ఫస్ట్ లైన్ ఆఫ్ 20th శ్లోక దేహ సముద్భవాన్ త్రిగుణాసుచార్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ రీబర్త్ దేహ సముద్భవాన్ త్రీన్ గుణాన్ వాట్ ఆర్ దీస్ త్రీ గుణాస్ గుణాస్ ఆర్ ద కాజ్ ఫర్ ద నెక్స్ట్ బర్త్ దేహ సముద్భవాన్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ రీబర్త్ ఆర్ బర్త్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాడీ వాట్ ఆర్ దే ఆర్ త్రీన్ గుణాన్ త్రీ గుణాస్ ఆర్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ దీస్ త్రీ గుణాస్ ఆర్ బిలాంగ్ టు అనాత్మ ఐది ఆత్మ ఐమ్ బియాండ్ దేహి యహ పరం వేత్తి త్రీన్ గుణాన్ దేహ సముద్భవాన్ ఏతాన్ అతీత్య వేత్తి అతీత్య మీన్స్ నోయింగ్ దట్ ఐ యామ్ ట్రాన్సెండింగ్ దెమ్ ఐ యామ్ బియాండ్ ఐ మీన్స్ హుచ్ ఐ హియర్ లోవర్ ఐ ఆర్ హయ్యర్ ఐ హయ్యర్ ఐ ఓసీ ఆర్ ఆర్సీ ఓసీ అతీత్య విముక్త మీన్స్ బికమ్స్ ఫ్రీ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఐ వాజ్ ఫ్రీ I am free, I ever will be free. Recognize, discover. Vimuktaha, detached. The power of acceptance, here Vimuktaha means power of acceptance of these universal facts. Vimuktaha means I am not going away from three gunas. I am in that three gunas body only, using that mind only, using that intellect only. While using them also, I am vimuktaha only. Why? They are all like kuridi, you know, that kuridi you remember? Koppara. The koppara is in that shell only, but it is param or not, it is beyond. Best example, okay? The copper, even though within that shell, coconut shell, it is beyond. It is not touched. Adhe pachi, no? The raw, the coconut, you cannot take out. You know, housewives so much struggle there, how to take out, no? Once it is detached from the shell, loda shaddam varumle. It is so much detached. Like that, I am... This is only notion. I am having this body, mind, punya, papa, all jara, marana. The notion will go away. Wrong notional problem is rectified because of ignorance or dectomy. By removing ignorance, you are free from that. That is called vimuktaha. That means power of acceptance. I accept three gunas belongs to body-mind complex. They are bound to be there. Body will have birth. Body will have death. Body will have old age. Body will have disease also. But I, the consciousness, awareer, existence principle, the observer, I never have all this. This is called vimuktaha. Then what? Jara mrityu janma dukkaihi vimuktaha amrutam ashnute. When everything is fine, we want to be No? Always immortal. Immortal. I want to be immortal. Everything is fine. Anything, body lo problem, family problem comes, Bhagavane, sigrama edutittu. I want to go fast. I want to be mortal. See, one sukha is there, I want to continue. Petti kalyanam, peran kalyanam. Let me be immortal. Give more ayush. You take my ayush also. Some people say like that. No? Bhagavan, give my ayush to my child. Give my ayush. You take me. Don't make that boy or girl to suffer. My children, don't make them to suffer. You give my ayush also to them because he is already old, suffering. That's why he want to be mortal that time. They have to be immortal. See, this is called selective amnesia. I choose everything according to my convenience. Bhagavan says that won't work. You can never have PHS. Therefore, vimuktaha means janma vimuktaha bhavati. I am ever free from janma. I, the atma, I am never born. Ajaha aham na jayate na mriyate. Janma vimuktaha bhavati. Mrityu vimuktaha bhavati. Na mriyate. I was not born. I am not born. I never will born. Never will be born. So, mrityu vimuktaha. Jara, old age, vimuktaha, all put together dukkham. All gives dukkham. Dukkaihi vimuktaha. From that sorrow he is free. Then amrutam ashnute, Lord Krishna says, he attains immortality. Amrutatvam jnanam ashnute. That is called jnanam. I am ever immortal. That knowledge he attains. Amrutattva means you won't get any nectar like to drink. I am ever immortal atma, such jnanam, ashnute means he attains. He attains that ashnute means he attains. In another words, madbhavam adhigachati. That's called he attains my real nature, Lord Krishna says. Madbhavam means atma bhavam. Adhigachati prapnoti. Next shloka. Now Arjuna is going to ask three questions. We will read shloka 21. Up to here we saw in the last class. Arjuna buvachem.
Arjuna buvachem.
Kairlingai strin gunanetanam. Atito bhavati prabho.
Atito bhavati prabho.
Kimacharah katham chaitanam.
Kimacharah katham chaitanam.
Trin gunanati vartate.
Trin gunanati vartate.
So 19th and 20th shloka, both are very important shlokas. Aikya vakyams, they are. Aikya means mahavakyam. Aikya means I, the jivatma, I am none other than paramatma only. Teaching is over. With the 20th shloka, teaching is over. What are the three gunas and their four facets Bhagavan taught, and how to come out of these three gunas. Over teaching. But Arjuna want to know where he is. Where he is, and he want to know about such a person, that gunatita's characteristics, his conduct, and how to become gunatita. These three topics we are going to see now. We can recollect the second chapter. Just as Arjuna asked, sthita prajnasya ka bhasha samadhistasya keshava. Tell me that sthita prajna lakshanas, a jnani wise person's lakshanas. Tell me, hey Krishna, I also want to become like a sthita prajna. Same like that, this shloka also. Parabhakta lakshanani, Bhagavan has given in the 12th shloka. Like that, again he is going to give that gunatita lakshanani. సో స్థితప్రజ్ఞ లక్షణాన్ని ఆర్ పరాభక్త లక్షణాన్ని ఆర్ గుణాతీత లక్షణాన్ని ఆర్ సేమ్. బట్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ పుట్టిన డిఫరెంట్ లాంగ్వేజ్, దట్స్ ఆల్, నథింగ్ న్యూ. బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్, వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టు నో వాట్ ఆర్ ద క్వశ్చన్స్ అర్జున ఆస్క్డ్. ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్, అర్జున ఉవాచ, ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్ గుణాతీత లింగం. హౌ టు నో ద లింగం మీన్స్ క్లూస్, ఇండికేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ వైజ్ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ట్రాన్సెండెడ్ త్రీ గుణాస్. హౌ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ గుణాతీత లింగం. గుణాతీత మీన్స్ ఏ పర్సన్ హూ ట్రాన్సెండెడ్ ద త్రీ గుణాస్. హౌ టు నో ద లింగం, ద క్లూస్, ప్లీజ్ టెల్ మీ. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద క్వశ్చన్. ద సెకండ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్ గుణాతీత ఆచార. ఆచార హియర్ నాట్ ఎ మడి ఆచారం, అనుష్ఠానం. ఆచార మీన్స్ ఏ కాండక్ట్, హౌ హీ కండక్ట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్, హౌ హీ రెస్పాండ్ టు ద సిచ్యువేషన్స్, హౌ హీ రెస్పాండ్ టు ద సిచ్యువేషన్స్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఆచార, గుణాతీత ఆచార. సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్. థర్డ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్ గుణాతీత సాధనాని. టు బికమ్ ఏ గుణాతీత, వాట్ ఆర్ ద మీన్స్, సాధనాస్, ప్రాక్టీసెస్ టు బి డన్ టు బికమ్ ఏ గుణాతీత. హే ప్రభో, ఓ లార్డ్, అర్జున ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్, హే ప్రభో, కైహి లింగైహి ఏతాన్ త్రీన్ గుణాన్ అతీత్య భవతి, అతీతః భవతి. కైర్లింగైహి భవతి, విత్ వాట్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ కైర్లింగైహి భవతి, కిం భవతి, ద ఎ పర్సన్ అతీతః, హూ ఈస్ బియాండ్ అతీతః, అతీతః వాట్, ఏతాన్ త్రీన్ గుణాన్, of these three gunas. This is called lakshana prashna, gunatita lakshana prashna. Etan treen gunan atitah kairlingaihi bhavati, by what indications he becomes that he transcends that three gunas. Show me that, show me means tell me those clues. గుణాతీత లక్షణ ప్రశ్న భవతి మీన్స్ అప్పియర్స్, హీ అప్పియర్స్. దెన్ సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్, కిమాచార భవతి, కహ ఆచార యస్య సహ కిమాచార బహూరిహి. సో లక్షణ ప్రశ్న ఈజ్ ఆన్సర్డ్ ఇన్ శ్లోక 22. ద ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్ ఆన్సర్డ్ ఇన్ 22. ఆన్సర్ ఆల్సో వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. Teacher gives questions, and where that answer, please tell me, teacher, and we will ask, no? And we will put bracket, no? From here to here, first question, answer. We have struggled like that only when we were studying. Second question, answer. So nice, so happy we are, no? Like that, I am telling you, the first part of the question is answered in sloka 22. The second part of the question, kimacharaha, is answered in 23, 24, 25, 3 shlokas. Then katham atitaha, how to cross over, how to go beyond these three gunas, how to transcend these three gunas, what are the steps, techniques, tips. Tips means small, small techniques. Please tell me. 26 and 27 means to transcend the three gunas. Therefore, kima acharaha bhavati, what is his conduct, behavior? Katham ativartate etan treen gunan, how does he go beyond these three gunas? Please tell me, he prabho. Now, Lord Krishna is very, very happy. He always is waiting for this question only. Lord Krishna is happy to talk about Sthita Prajna, Parabhakta, Gunatita, wise person, Jnani, which Jnani is free from complaints, which Jnani is seeing himself or herself always as pure existence and consciousness, in spite of relations. Relations belongs to relative order of reality. I am absolute order of reality, absolute truth. Now we will read that 22 shloka. Shri Bhagavan Uvache. Prakasham cha pravrittim cha. Mohameva cha pandava. Nadveshti sampravrittani. Nani vrittani kankshati. These are the lingams or clues or indications of that person who is transcending three gunas. Gunatita lakshanani etani. What are they? Number one, Bhagavan uvacha. Bhagavan says, first of all, we have to learn to develop an attitude, a friendly attitude towards our body, mind. Friendly attitude, not inimical attitude. When it is comfortable, oh, 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 we say. When it is a disturbing problem and we hate our body. No, we should not hate, we should not pamper. Accept as it is. What you deserve, only you get. What you desire, you don't get. So whatever experience you are facing, you deserve it. That's all. Or we deserve it. Why, Swami? You deserve it, you say. No, I don't say you deserve it. We deserve it. That is why, according to Shastra, nothing is unwelcome. Everything is welcome. Nothing is unwelcome. In front of the door, we put a mat, welcome. Suswagatam. Different mats they design. Welcome, Suswagatam. Here also you put that in your mind. Welcome for all experiences. Not only guests, people outside doormat. Here also you have to keep a thought. Welcome, Suswagatam. For what? Pleasant, unpleasant experiences. Vango. Pannir. Pomodu, pongo, vetalapak. Adu madri. We have to. Experiences come and go. Now, no experience stay long time. Either pleasant or unpleasant. They have arrival and departure. Therefore, acceptance is very important. Keep that thought in your mind. I welcome. Nothing is deserved to unwelcome. Everything deserved to welcome only. Therefore, that is called maturity. That is called maturity. Paropadeshe, para salaha. Salaha means what? Suggestions, advice we give for others. Anything happens, don't worry, don't worry. Everything will pass on. You just wait, wait. We'll say for others. Upadesha. Upadesha to others. When it comes to us, we become so disturbed. And just telling, this is what we have to accept. Body is bound to get all these problems. Family anna adella varum illa solluvom. All these are palliatives. Remember, developing positive thinking, not to be pessimistic, not to be, you know, negative. Always I am so strong, I am so bold, I accept everything, I face everything. People talk so nicely and they face also. But this is not the permanent solution. maximum people, they use this palliative method. Very important point I am giving. For to face the problems, to face the bodily problems, emotional problems or family problems, they talk nice words like acceptance and accommodation, adjustment, get strength, be optimistic, be positive and worship God, ask Him, pray for Him. All these are palliatives. These are all only consoling words. I will tell you frankly I am telling, they are not the permanent solution. What is permanent solution? Only knowledge, jnanam. Why we talk all these things and until they come to that class last time, until we talk the highest knowledge, we slowly pull them up to that. We have to say one day, these are all only palliatives, temporary solutions. Are you happy with a temporary solution? Like first aid madre. First aid is emergency treatment. Any wound, any injury happens, no? First aid treatment. Temporary blood, no? Stop pannano, edhaar pannano. Until this person has to be taken to hospital, giving the first aid treatment, kapram main treatment. So until that first aid treatment, venuma vendama? Venu. Illena hospital ke pomaata, inge all out. So we have to carry this person all the way with first aid to the main surgery. Adi madri. Adi madri. Okay. These are all nice, sweet, sweet words, positive thinking, acceptance, prayer, all those things, you know, consoling, all these words won't work permanently. These are all first aid. You have to come to what? Jnanam. Jnanam alone is the solution. It is your choice whether you want to be happy with temporary solution or you want permanent solution. Everyone wants permanent solution. Swamini, temporary solution, who wants? Permanent only. But working for temporary. This class is meant for not temporary solution. This is meant for permanent solution. But permanent solution, konja kashtam da, major operation. Major operation, doctor has to prepare the patient, lot of things he has to do. And the patient has to be ready for that. All those things. So, like that, here also, ignorance or dectomy, major operation. To remove ajnana once for all. That is the only solution. They are only palliatives. Again, the problem will come out, come to surface. It's not permanent solution. What is permanent solution? Knowledge. Atma jnanam, aham brahma asmi. It will come if you start working for that. That's all. How to work? Listen what Krishna says. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Bhagavan says, hey Pandava, listen to this. What? This person gunatitaha prakasham cha pravrittim cha nadveshti. When they come, sampravruttani nivruttani. See, when sattvaguna caused knowledge, prakasham. Rajoguna caused pravritti, activity, pravrittim. Tamoguna caused moham, delusion. Prakashancha, pravrittincha, moham evacha. We have to say sattvagunakaryam, prakasham. Prakasham na light. Prakasha means jnanam, knowledge, any worldly knowledge, any knowledge, prakasham. Sattvic mind caused clarity, knowledge, wisdom, sattvaguna karyam, pravrittim, that is activity, rajasic karyam, the dynamic, rajoguna karyam, dynamism. Dynamism means highly active in artham, prompted by rajoguna. Moham, that delusion, confusion caused by tamoguna, dullness. We can call it as apathy. Apathy means dullness, laziness, caused by moha. Sampravrittani na kankshati, nivrittani na dvishti. When they come, they arise, na kankshati, na dvishti. And the na dvishti you have to put together. Na kankshati, na dvishti, you have to put together. Sampravrittani, nivrittani, put together. Sampravrittani means when they arise. They arise means what? Sattvaguna karyam, rajoguna karyam, tamoguna karyam, prakasham, pravritti, moham. When they arise, when they come, he does not desire for sattvic mind. When tamoguna is predominant, suppose sleeping, why I am sleeping? I want to be sattvic, I want to study. Some students, they don't sleep. I want to do meditation, Swamini. I wake up at 3 o'clock. To be sattvic, I don't want to sleep. They hate that tamoguna. That means they hate sleep. Dveshti. Enna tamoguna pidikadhenakka. Ippome sattvagunama irukkanam. Enna? Adi. That sampravrittani, when tamoguna comes to me, our activity, mind is restless when I am doing meditation especially. Mind is restless. Why you are restless? You are fool. You are asking the mind only. Why you are restless? I hate that mind when it is restless. This jnani, watch the mind when it is sattvic, when it is rajasic, when it is tamasic. When it is tamasic also, he is not having any dvesha. When it is highly sattvic also, he is not having any kanksha. Na kankshati, na dveshti. Sometimes pravritti also. When I want to be having activity, I am so dull. Why I am not getting rajoguna? Why I am not active? Why people are all active? I am only very lazy. Why I am not active? That to be active, again desire. Another person, I don't want to be. Why I am so tensed? Why I am so very rajasic? Why can't I be sattvic? In the struggle is no. This struggle is called samsara. Tamasika mairanda, sattvaguna mairkana, irkana. You know, Swamini said, sattvaguna is so good. Sattvaguna is so good. Sattvic person alone get knowledge. When am I going to get knowledge? I am always rajasic, angry person, irritated person. Therefore, I hate my rajoguna. Who is rajoguna? My rajoguna. Jnani never hate his own rajoguna. Neither sattvaguna he wants or hate any rajoguna, even tamoguna. As they are coming, he accepts. As the sattvaguna comes, as the rajoguna comes, as the tamoguna comes. Again tamoguna, rajoguna, sattvaguna, again they are go on changing. Just he watch. He neither kankshati nor dveshti. The gunas are coming, going. It is not in your hand. Sleeping in the class is not in your hands, really speaking. Yes or no? Correct. Why? The body needs rest. Body is so tired. Mind is also tired. It needs rest. So what? I need not feel bad. Nalla thoongungo. Unnu ahad. Enna ahum? Unnu me ahad. After all, anyhow I am Nirguna Brahma Atma Swarupo. Enna body lo edha nadakkadudhu. Nadakkattume. Adhidha jnanam enna. Unnu me ahad. Body needs what to do. So I need not feel bad. So next class I will pick up. That's why recording. That is why I am recording. So in sattva I can listen again, once again. So I need not feel bad when sattva, rajastamo gunas are fluctuating. One guna I want, one guna I don't want. That's why no complaints, I said. No complaints, not about others, neighbors. No complaints about my own gunas. See, that person so sattvic, how bright. Enna irukke, enna waste. Never look down upon yourself. That belongs to the body-mind complex. You are ever pure Atma. You are ever pure Atma. Let it be. Everybody, they have their own nature of the body mind complex, three gunas are different. That is why Jnani never try to change anyone. Why to change? Accepting as they are, they rajoguna, tamoguna, sattvaguna, as they are, Jnani is so free, so relaxed. Jnani never struggle to change the family members or even shishyas. Why to change? Change is only in anatma. That is not possible. Like dog tail. Can you make the dog tail straight? Why? Why to make straight? Tell me, why to make straight? Because its nature is to bend. Intelligent person never attempt at the natural whatever is there, never try to change. That is why don't go too much extent of changing them, struggling. That is why make reasonably congenial until you say Aham Brahmasmi, then you say Poona. Poona enna artham? Nee eppadi irundha enak enna annu sollanum. Beginning lone sollakoodad appadi. Well, starting la, you have to make reasonably the ratio congenial until you get knowledge. Afterwards, you need not struggle too much, no? These are at anatma level. Okay, let it be. That is called freedom. With regard to my body, mind, anatma, with regard to family members, another body, mind, anatma also. That is why that people, when they are there in the family, Jnani husband, Jnani wife, Jnani children, all are wonderful. Wonderful. There is no complaint. There is no any tension, anxiety. Beautifully they accept anatma and they recognize atma. That's why whole family should come to the class. And that is the kanna. Na kankshati, na dveshti. When they sampravruttani, na kankshati. Nivruttani, na dveshti. Either this or that way goes. That is why whatever comes is welcome. That is welcome. Next shloka. 23. Same topic. Kimacharaha. Now. 23, 24, 25. Second part of the question answer.
Udasinavadasinaham.
Gunairyonavichalyetem. Guna vartanta ityeva.
Guna vartanta ityeva.
Yo vatishthati nengate.
Yo vatishthati nengate.
Above sloka, in one word, we can say free from raga dvesha, likes and dislikes towards anything. Free from raga dvesha, towards any person, towards any object, towards any situation, towards any incident, no raga, no dvesha. Even misbehavior of others also, adu or type of entertainment. Andalavuku ponu. How difficult? Not difficult. So easy, no? So easy. Ellame or drama. One drama like, you are all not seeing serials. Many people are seeing serials, no? Idu or serial, no? This is or serial. Now he says, Acharaha yaha udasinavat asinaham. This gunatitaha person is one. He or she. She gnani, he gnani. She gunatita or he gunatita. Whoever transcend the gunas, in spite of gunas. Transcending gunas means I am different from gunas. That is called transcending gunas. This knowledge, this understanding. Udasinavatu, he is like indifferent. Vatu is very important. Without any opinion or judgment towards anything. Udasinavatu, indifferent. Neither impulsive nor any impulsive action also he won't take. That means reaction. Impulsive action is called reaction. He is neither reactive nor inactive towards anything, but proactive. Never be impulsive towards situations or people. Whether your response, it should not be impulsive. Impulsive means without thinking, just immediately reacting towards people, situations, is called impulsive. Some people, they never be impulsive, they are always inactive. Namak edukle, inactive na. Totally inactive, that is also not good. Two extremities. Impulsive is other extreme, inactivity is another extreme. Here udasinavat means neither impulsive, neither reactive nor inactive, but active. That is called udasinavat. That means never having any judgmental way of thinking, judging others, putting labels on their face. Avana, avana appadi da, ivana, ivana appadi da. In the judgmental, even verbally, even mentally also, I have no right to judge anyone, but this thinking born out of knowledge. Why to judge other person? After all, body mind complex is anatma, that is made out of three gunas. That three guna swabhava is going on according its nature. Why have to judge a person? By judging that person, what you are going to get? Your mind will be disturbed unnecessarily. This jnani is one, gunatitaha one, never judge other person. Why? He never see other person as different from him. He accept that person as anatma, body, mind, complex. The atma is the true. Therefore, I never judge other person when I see the person differently, separately only I have to judge. Sarvam atmamayam, and the appearing body mind complexes are anyhow mithya, anatma. Adhikupoyi judge ponduvane. Judge ponduva? Judge pandra anna enartham? Innu varla enartham jnana. If I get jnanam, no judgment. Because anatma la epome fluctuations irukum. Why to judge unnecessarily? Creating problems. That is called accepting the person as it is. Just mother accepts. Some mother won't accept. But many mothers accept her child as they are. Jnani accept everyone born out of knowledge. Not only love. Like wife and husband, no? Some of them are udasinam. Immediately they are impulsive. When wife is doing something, and he is very impulsive. Sometimes, namak edukla, inactive. Some husbands like, either impulsive or inactive. No? Towards wife or husband, this type of clash going on, both of them, struggling each other, relations, there are a lot of problems between every relation because of lack of clarity, lack of knowledge. Therefore, when they are struggling each other, what is the solution? Class, jnanam. Neither impulsive nor dull, but do your duty. Do your duty. Don't be irresponsible. Don't be irresponsible. Don't take too much. Don't probe your nose too much. Udasinavat. Thoughtless reaction is called impulsive behavior. When I impulsively behavior means what? Immediately, without thinking, thoughtlessly I react. Inaction lo, no thought at all, no action at all. Both are not good. Both are not good. Therefore, sometimes inactivity also hurt other persons. Overaction also hurt other person. So, what to do? Do, that's all. What is to be done? Do that, that's all. Na vichalyate. Without any judgment or without any opinion, what is your opinion? No opinion. Why to opinion? Opinion means judgment. What is your opinion about her? What is your opinion about him? Unnakeduk or their opinion. These are all very choosy, and people lost their thinking in this. Therefore, na vichalyate, he is not disturbed. He, she, okay, both, I have to say. And, jnanis, she jnanis are there, he jnanis are also there. That is why. Na vichalyate, not disturbed by gunaihi. By the gunas, he is not disturbed. There is no anxiety for this gunatita without any disturbance. Without being impulsive, without being indifferent, he is udasina vatana. Na ingate, he is not restless. Ingate means shaking, disturbed, chanchalam. Here, na ingate means na chalati. Ing dhatu, not namba hing, okay. Ing means to agitate, to disturb. Na ingate means not disturbed. Swarupavastha, from that swarupa, one's own swarupa, na chalati. He is not forgetting his real nature or her real nature. That is called na ingate. Never lose sight of your real nature at any time. For that one simple example, children, when they want to run round, 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 they are moving. They catch their pillar, one pillar they catch. And moving. Have you done that?
Yes.
We all did it. Catch it and run fast. You will not fall. Similarly, catch your real nature and run down. Daughter's duty, mother's duty, father's duty, mother-in-law duty, all duties go on round, round, round only. But you are catching to your real nature. You will not fall. That means you will not be disturbed. Na ingate. You are all ever, you always bloomy, relaxed and pleasant. Anandamo anandam. Brahmanandam. Yaha avatishthati. Who remains, or he remains firm. He or she remains firm. Iti gunaha eva vartante iti. These are all gunas alone functioning. I need not be disturbed. Daughter, son behavior. வாட்ச் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கணும். ஒரு ட்ராமா வேறு சீரியலே வேண்டாமே. நம்ம பையனை நம்ம பொண்ணு பண்ணுற மக்களவே போதும். நமக்கு சீரியல் வேறு சீரியல் பார்க்கணுமா? மரக்கதம், வீணை, எல்லாம் சீரியலே தேவையில்லை. நம்ம சீரியலே போதும். அழகான சீரியல், பவர் மிச்சம். யூ நீட் நாட் ஸ்பெண்ட் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி. இப்போ வேணுமன்னா அவைலபிள். ஓகே. So, children always won't be same. They will change. When they grow, they will change. Always the young mothers, no? They, when children are very young, from 5 to 10 years, 15, 19, the mothers will have always complaints. They won't change anyhow. And these mothers go on complaining. And the mother, yesterday one lady is telling, Swamini, how to change my children? Why to change children? I am becoming so tired of controlling children. I am so angry. My son is getting anger. Because you are angry, he is becoming anger. He is also getting angry. Anger. Therefore, gunaha eva vartante. Gunas are behaving, dancing according to their wish, whims and fancies. And that's why Swami Dayananda Swaraj says, people in the family, first I love you, I love you, I love you, say. Afterwards, their behavior, they are vested up, disgusted. I allow you, you know. I allow you, you know. I, you know, na love, allow, you know. Na nanj tatpurusha samasana. Na love, allow, you know. Because I don't love now. As long as you are doing everything pleasantly, comfortable to me, I love you. Now, no more. I allow you. Allow you means na love. No love. Adi Madri, Swami Dayananda Saraswati says. Next shloka. This person, gunaha yema vartante, means the behavior of that person is, don't take the person, his behavior going on based on his sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. he is also helpless. Just as we are helpless at our gunas, he is also, she is also helpless. Paava. Oh ho, appadiya. Okay. I am okay, you are also okay. It's very, very nice. You are also not disturbed. You are sane. He is also sane. Next shloka. Samadukha sukham swastha. Samaloshtashma kanchanah. Tulya priya priyo dhirah. Tulya nindatma samstutihi. I'll explain next class. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi harihi om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.